This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More and more of our daily lives are online. It's something called the Internet of Things, where appliances, not just phones and computers, are also networked, which is a convenience and a vulnerability. The Federal Trade Commission has just settled with a company that makes web-enabled video cameras, saying they weren't nearly as secure as advertised. Marketplace's Adrian Hill joins us live. Adrian, what's the FTC worried about with these cameras?
Well, a company called TrendNet makes home security video cameras that it marketed as secure. You might use them for things like home security or baby monitoring. And the FTC says these, in fact, were not secure at all, that the company didn't do enough to design and test the software. Hackers actually were able to break in. They posted something like 700 cameras live feeds up online. And we're talking about things like babies sleeping, toddlers doing whatever toddlers do, grown-ups just going about their daily life.
We now go live from baby's nursery to the entire world. Sounds like a major breakdown in security to me.
Yeah, it does. So this settlement requires TrendNet to basically beef up its security systems, to stop claiming these cameras are more secure than they really are, and to really help existing camera people with cameras to either update or uninstall those cameras.
And I note that it's the Federal Trade Commission involved in this. That's significant?
Well, it's really interesting. The FTC has gone after companies for data breaches before. Here we're talking about businesses that didn't do enough to secure their customers' private information. But the government says this is the first time it's taken action against a company that makes a consumer product like this that's connected to the internet and mobile devices, what we call the Internet of Things. And while the idea of interconnected devices sounds really good, the settlement reminds us you can't always be sure those connections are private.
All right. Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Thank you very much.
Anytime.